This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, remember this about the mainstream media when you hear what I'm about to say about them. They lead the charge on taking not just your second, all your rights. You should have none of your rights, and we'll tell you what to think. Okay? Dunking on them. Dunking on the mainstream media is easy. It's as easy as tripping a fat kid in a cast, except really, truly, we would probably feel bad for the fat kid in the cast if, we sent him slamming into the pavement with his pie hole first, unless the fat kid in the cast was a mainstream media journalist, in which case the laughter would be never ending. In the mainstream media, people, they hate you. So you can feel free to hate them back. Mainstream media was not infuriated with Donald Trump when he called these hack transcriptionists for the leftist elite the enemy of the people because he was lying, or so they told you. They were not infuriated with Trump because he was telling the truth. They knew that they hate you. They know that they eagerly embrace their role as the high-pitched mouthpiece for the coastal elite. They just don't want you to know about it. But we do know about it because we're awake. And now we just need to get the rest of the potentially militant normal people out there woke too. And once we do that, we can see about finishing the toppling of our corrupt and incompetent ruling class, a job we started when we elected the Donald. Destroying the mainstream media, our garbage mainstream media, is a very key component of this objective. The mainstream media, the fake stream legacy media, is your enemy. That's undeniable. It's to deny it is to deny what we see and hear with our own eyes and ears every day. Don't be the media is garbage denier. It would be like denying climate change if climate change was a real thing instead of a media-driven scam designed to take your money and your freedom. Worse, the fake stream legacy media is an enemy that considers you unworthy of the courtesy of not lying to your face about obvious things. Leftist journalists have such contempt for us that they won't even make the effort to gaslight us properly anymore. Maybe it's because leftist journalists think you're dumb. Maybe leftist journalists are themselves dumb. Or maybe, probably, it's some combination of the two. But they're no longer even showing you the respect of trying to pretend that they're not lying to you. Look at the whole Russia-Trump treason collusion emoluments thing. The last week was dedicated to trying to crucify William Barr. Because a couple of months ago, he offered a summary of a report that was actually been released that was factually 100% accurate, but was allegedly not aggressively hostile enough to the victim of the witch hunt that the report expressly cleared. That was a thing. Except with a media that was not composed of human dumpster fires, it would never have been a thing. If we had a real media, the story would have been bitter leftist Hillary donors on Witchfinder General's team make pathetic play to try to cause further political damage to guy who was too clean for them to frame. That would be quite the headline, wouldn't it? But we don't have a real media. Not in the sense that a real media would be composed of neutral truth tellers who let the chips fall where they may and have no agenda nor favorites. And what we have are hacks. Many of them make staffers for the same leftist Democrats they're covering. Well, they're covering for them. Imagine what a real media would do when faced with an overwhelming evidence that the previous administration used the FBI, the CIA, the NSA to spy on the other party's political campaign. Yeah, they might be a teensy tiny bit interested in unraveling a scandal that comparatively makes Watergate look like pulling off a mattress tag. But no. Not only are they actively not curious about this almost unbelievable outrage, but they are actively attempting to cover it up on behalf of their leftist masters. They're fuming right now. How dare you call covert surveillance of an opponent designed to secretly obtain confidential information spying? They are lap dogs of a leftist elite, and everything they write is designed to promote an agenda, which is designed to disarm you, impoverish you, and silence you. Here's a test for you. Name one leftist media objective that, if it were put in play, would allow you to earn and keep more money and or that would make you freer. Show of hands, please. Go on, try. There is none. They don't even want you to be the Matrix. They want you to be a hybrid of a piggy bank and a serf, just like the official Democrats do. And they are intolerable hypocrites. Take their insufferable posturing as uncompromising advocates for free expression. Just the other day was World Press Freedom Day, which resulted in an utterly predictable circle of self-love, among these paragons of press liberty. Like they're brave firefighters battling to tell the truth instead of pathetic scribes obediently gacking up whatever leftist vomit their masters require them to do. And how do they celebrate it? By ignoring the suppression of the press freedom of people they don't like. This week, a bunch of journalists got banned. Genesis Communications, Alex Jones got banned off Facebook. And I believe Twitter, too. But they were unapproved journalists, so there was nary a squeak from the approved ones. Nor was there any comment on the continuing fascist oppression of dissent on college campuses, which provides a preview of what the leftist elite hopes to impose throughout America. So where is the press screaming about this suppression of free speech? Oh, yeah. The undeniable fact is that the mainstream media approves of censorship. It actively supports censorship of dissenting views, and specifically conservative ones. And just wait. Mainstream conservatives you enjoy in reading to and listening to may be next. They might let their FritoCon collaborators continue to scribble their trademark limp goo on their unread websites, but make no mistake about this, that they will be giddy when it has the public square to itself again. But they won't come out and say they support censorship, but they do. There's always an excuse, there's always a reason why shutting up a conservative is just fine. Oh, so-and-so is an extremist. He's uttering hate speech. He's dangerous. Why, gagging him is cool because FaceTwitterGram is a private company. Their little excuses for all of this nonsense may change, but in the end, every time you'll find the final conclusion of our glorious mainstream media guardians of free speech is that prohibiting the conservative opponents of their master's free speech is okay. It was a lying garbage institution that considers truth an obstacle to its agenda. And there's a way to get them. Just don't buy any of it. Given the choice between gouging out my eyeballs and watching the broadcast networks, I'd go for gouging. I haven't bought a newspaper since Elizabeth Warren was a papoose. So, the media failures are there. They are garbage, serving a garbage ruling class. And you got your duty to fight the power because you get to trip it like a fat kid in a cast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We haven't even talked about what they do to a Glock. I think I may need to call them up and see if they want to help me with one of those. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have taken more than a handful of self-defense classes that involve gunfighting. I've had the discussions. I've talked with the instructors. You know, I've heard about adrenaline dumps and increased heart rates and how people manage to get the job done, and then people who would never be able to meet the challenge. One thing I think that is sort of ignored nowadays is what the old guys do, the old timers, the Earps and the Mastersons and the Hickoks, the real, not Hickok 45, the, you know, Wild Bill. And, you know, to think about a few things, they didn't have access to the equipment that we have today. They had a very small assortment of guns that were suitable for the task. They had to rely on gun rigs that were not much more than a big leather pocket that fit on their belt. Their choice of ammo was lead bullets and black powder. They had never seen one fired in ballistic gel before. And somehow, some way, despite all of that very basic rudimentary stuff that they had for their tools, they survived. And some survived a large number of deadly fights. The key to gunfighting, you can find the key to gunfighting in the words of Bat Masterson. Masterson is quoted as saying that three things are important to survive a gunfight: deliberation, accuracy, and speed, in that order. When you and I are walking up and down the street, we should be paying attention to everything going on. We should not be looking at our phone. We should try to go, we should pick where we're going. We should do everything we possibly can do in our power, everything humanly possible, to avoid a confrontation, to avoid a violent conflict. And then we also have to have enough awareness to be able to tell ourselves, sometimes circumstances are forced upon us. In the event that you are an armed defender and a gunfight is forced upon you, you now have to force everything out of your mind except what you got to do to stop this attack that is now in progress. All the avoidance that you tried that has worked every time in the past didn't work this time. So now you have to deliberately and purposely do whatever it's going to take to survive. You have to do this in order to be around to deal with the aftermath, whatever that's going to be. But in order to be around for the aftermath, you have to survive. And at that moment, you just have to get cold and calculating and deliberate. Now, the best way to bring a fight to a screeching halt is to deliver that first fight-stopping hit. People can't do that just because they say they're going to do that. They have to have practiced enough that hitting the vital zone of an attacker can be relied upon. And I'm talking about constantly training to draw first shot. Draw first shot. A good center hit with just about any old bullet is way better than a marginal hit with the latest and greatest magic bullet. Loud noises don't stop gunfights. Good hits to the vital zone, they nearly always do. Interestingly, Masterson listed speed in third place. According to him, you should only try to go as fast as you're able to reliably hit that vital zone. Going faster just puts bullets in the air, and again, loud noises don't stop gunfights. The repetition and the training and the practicing will, in time, get you where you need to be in the, you know, as far as getting faster. Fast speed comes with repetition. You have to be willing to invest in that repetition. When people are dedicated to practice, everything else is going to increase, including speed of delivery. But accurate hits will always be more important than speed. The old timers didn't have the latest, greatest holster from DeSantis. They didn't have the latest Wonder Gun that Ace Firearms has put together for them. They didn't have the latest thing from Nighthawk or the latest thing from CZ or the latest thing from STI. They didn't have very many things to choose from. And then what they did have to choose from was very marginal. And they took that and they made it work for them. Instead of being concerned about the tool and the hyper coolness of it, their focus was on deliberation, accuracy, and speed. Yours can be too. I know a lot of people get out there and want to use that old cliche. It's not, it's all about the Indian, not the arrow. I didn't want to use that one. It is not about the arrow. It's about what you bring to the gunfight, what you take into the gunfight. If you have the latest of everything, by all means, practice with it. Break it in. Get it used to you. You get used to it. But the very basic fundamentals, I mean, anybody will tell you this. I mean, and it doesn't matter how many pistol classes you go to. You should go to as many of them as you can because you are building this muscle memory, this tendency, this reaction. Building it means that if you are forced into everything you've tried to avoid, then you will survive to deal with the aftermath, which is, it's not going to be fun, but it's going to be more fun for you to be there than it will be for your family for you not to be there. So, bear that in mind. I know a lot of people, every time a gun comes out, I know a lot of people get out there, oh, the latest gun is out, do I need it? One of my friends, he trains, he's still running around with a P-89, I believe, a Ruger P-89 from the 80s. And that's because he's fast with it, and he's accurate with it, and he's dangerous with it. He's got other new guns, but he carries that anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East in a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton said in a statement that the presence of the U.S. military will send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on any U.S. interests or allies will be met with unrelenting force. The move comes after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. President Trump honors the 2019 Masters champion, Tiger Woods.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life. And now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in a letter denied House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for President Trump's tax returns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Not just ARs. They also do stuff for handguns. But it doesn't matter what flavor of AR, whether it's, AR-10, AR-15, they got you. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. About 3 days ago. Well, no. Let me rephrase that. At the NRA annual meeting, Trump, our president, took the historic step of ordering the unsigning of the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty during his address to the NRA-ILA Leadership Forum. His action effectively withdraws the United States from the most comprehensive effort towards international gun control that has ever been attempted. A whole lot of the intervening coverage of the Arms Trade Treaty has focused on how the treaty did not constrain U.S. arms sales abroad, but many average law-abiding gun owners may be questioning how the treaty could or couldn't have affected them, especially since the garbage media is the one that was telling you all about it. Now, the NRA's complaint regarding the treaty was always on the potential effect on law-abiding American civilian gun owners, and those complaints were focused on the treaty's requirements for end-use verification, which sounds unintelligibly vague to me. Its ability to be amended without the consensus of all parties, and its proponents' repeated refusals to clarify that it has no effect on the possession of small arms by civilians in the United States. They wanted record keeping on this for of end users, directing importing countries to provide information to an exporting country regarding arms transfers, including end use or end user documentation for a minimum of 10 years. Each country, and I'm going to use present tense with this because it's still out there. It's not with us, but it's still out there. Each country is to take measures pursuant to its national laws to regulate brokering taking place under its jurisdiction for conventional arms. Data kept on the end users of imported firearms is a de facto registry of law-abiding firearms owners, which is a violation of federal law. Even worse, the ATT could have been construed to require such a registry to be made available to foreign governments. Does anybody remember? What would that do? What exactly is that? So does anybody remember in Red Dawn when Ron Neal, who played Superfly, was the Cuban colonel, and he was telling the guy to go to the gun shop and look for Form 4473? Yeah. So they could see who the gun buyers were. Yeah. The vagueness of the treaty and its ease of being amended is the best is best exemplified by actions that took place at a conference on the treaty last year. And at that conference, proponents of the treaty welcomed several living documents into the ATT, and it seemed innocuous on its face. The change incorporated the International Small Arms Control Standards into the ATT. That was falsely described as established international standards or international norms that provide clear, practical, and comprehensive guidance to practitioners and policymakers on fundamental aspects of small arms and light weapons control. In reality, they were a series of six standards developed by the UN for states to use in implementing their global disarmament agenda. Series 3, Legislative and Regulatory, and its Module 3.30, National Regulation of Civilian Access to Small Arms and Light Weapons, is the most alarming of all the ICACS. There, they purported to set the standard for National Regulation of Civilian Access to Small Arms and Light Weapons. Model 3.30 creates a means to almost entirely limit civilian access to small arms. Under the guise of international humanitarian law, international human rights law, and gender-based violence, whatever that is. I thought all violence was, it was some gender doing it to one or the other, I don't remember. So, now the highlights include, but are not limited to, a ban on civilian possession of military-style arms, no automatic weapons or magazines with over 10-round capacity, ballistic recordings, whatever that is, different risk classifications on types of firearm, calibers over 45 are an intolerable risk to public safety, and semi-auto handguns and rifles are high risk. So that covers everything below 45, right? Licensing and registration of all firearms, training and storage restrictions, waiting periods, 20-year record retention requirements for, you know, of sellers, age limits, and requiring a demonstrated need to possess a firearm, with self-defense not being one of them. You know, that's not one that you can claim. While incorporation by reference of the ICACS into the Arms Trade Treaty was alarming, it wasn't unpredictable at all. As with every anti-firearm UN initiative, concern must never lie entirely with what it is, what's in it right now today, but with what it will become and how it will be used by a future U.S. administration. That should be the case for all gun control law. But in this case, especially one seeking international justification for a gun control agenda. Maybe the easiest way to understand the future danger of the Arms Trade Treaty posed to U.S. gun owners is the complete refusal by proponents of the treaty to limit its application to civilian arms. NRA and other opponents of the treaty repeatedly asked for a carve-out in the treaty, and yet those requests were always flatly denied. If they had no intention of limiting American gun ownership. Why resist such a limitation to the text of the treaty? It included language in its preamble that treaty parties be mindful of the legitimate trade and lawful ownership and use of certain conventional arms for recreational, cultural, historical, and sporting activities where such trade, ownership, and use are permitted by or protected by law. If you were to do a careful read, that would show that the use of arms for individual and collective defense is notably missing from that particular reading on the statement. And the statement creates no limitation, and it really is only an aspirational provision. Gun control, as with anything, lawmakers, when they make a law, Lindsey Graham is a great example. Lindsey's trying to find his way. Lindsey doesn't like this violence that's going on, so he thinks red flag orders are a good idea. We'll see where that goes. But in the meantime, if he's successful, he will live to see the prostitution of his project, because it will be used as another way to take guns from people, not to prevent people from harming other people or themselves, but to just take guns from other people. And it plays in, they're always looking to create a list. If you can't keep up with your VA payments, you're on a list. Somebody has to watch your checkbook, you're on a list. And with each one of those lists, well, if you get on that list, you can't buy a gun no more, right? Right. So beware of the lists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Anti-gunners love them some Australian gun control. In their minds, it is a perfect utopia. All because of a supposed lack of mass rampage killings in the nation since it passed gun control. Never mind there was a lack of mass rampage killings prior to them passing gun control. Then they had one particularly heinous event, and they passed gun control, and they haven't had too many like that since then. So never mind that it's not true. No, they want the laws regardless of the mass rampage killings that actually happen. But I've got a question. If it works so well, if they are the gun-free utopia, then why did Australian police just recover a number of firearms during a recent drug raid? I don't know where we get this from, but we get this from somewhere, I guess in Australia. A gun disguised as a pen has been seized and 31 people arrested as police cracked on a criminal syndicate peddling illegal drugs between New South Wales and Tasmania. And more than 2.7 million of the drug, ice, cocaine, and cannabis were nabbed across an 18-month investigation by state and federal police. Six guns, including the pen gun, were found in Tasmania. More than $186,000 in cash and encrypted mobile phones were also seized in both states. I have no idea how you put a monetary value to an encrypted mobile phone. Pen guns are a concern because they can easily be concealed, Detective Inspector Kate Chambers told reporters on Friday. The size should not deceive us. That firearm is just as lethal as any other. Well, that's very true, Kate, but how's this even possible? I have been told repeatedly that gun control works. Only, I guess, in this case, it doesn't. Australia has strict gun control, yet six guns were recovered during a drug arrest. How can this be? Well, for one thing, drugs don't necessarily originate within Australia. Pot can be grown locally there, but cocaine typically comes from other parts of the world. So then they smuggle it into the country, then they smuggle it around the country. And if you can smuggle cocaine, the same method that you use to smuggle cocaine can smuggle guns. The other thing is that criminals will sell just about anything they can to get a profit. And all that is needed for that to happen is for someone to have a desire to spend money and then to have the money to spend. If a criminal has that and wants something illegal, then there will be someone willing to sell it. This is why the drug trade exists. And if you ban guns like you do drugs, then that same trade can easily be shifted to another product. Whether the firearms are stolen from elsewhere or purchased somehow, they're still going to be sent somewhere where they can make a profit. So the great thing about a nation that restricts its citizens' right to bear arms for criminals is that they can charge as much as they like for the weapons. They can make even more profit when there's no other opportunity for people to try and get a gun, even illegally. Now, if you're going to go ahead and break the law in the first place by importing a gun, why would you bother keeping them to things like semi-auto? If you're going to prison anyway, if you get the same sentence for the machine gun, why not go that way instead? Criminals break the law. It's what they do. The idea that they'll somehow respect gun law or those laws that will slow them down is laughable. That's how you end up with criminals resorting to things like pin guns, as well as those that are fully automatic weapons. And where this leads is not anywhere the United States should try to bother to go to. Gun grabbers would tell you, well, they would tell you that, of course, criminals are not going to follow the law, so that means we shouldn't pass it. No, what we're saying is that what you're doing is impeding my ability to defend myself. That's what we're saying. You want to make this illegal? Fine, make it illegal, but you're not trying to make the actions illegal. You're making the tools illegal. Why don't we ban murder? Let's make that action illegal. Oh, yeah, it's already illegal. You get my gist. Dan made reference to this. There's a lot of reasons to hire an attorney. Maybe you're in bankruptcy or getting a divorce. Maybe you're buying your house or writing your will. But if the prosecutors have their way, you may be singled out for being a gun owner. And we get this. I can't remember what they call the prosecutors for action or whatever. If your lawyer believes that having a firearm license defines you as dangerous, you may be at risk of losing your Second Amendment rights and even your freedom. You may not know about his belief or recognize the risk until it's too late. I can almost hear you saying, my attorney is my advocate. What are you talking about? That's not going to happen. You may be wrong about that. Lawyers are required to attend continuing legal education. And during a recent ethics seminar, the perfect match selecting clients for successful representation ethics, Adam Kilgore, general counsel for the Mississippi Bar, offered the following hypothetical to a group of experienced civil and criminal lawyers. A man has been fired from his job. He's upset. He hires you as his attorney. You are of the opinion he has an excellent case and file a complaint on his behalf. You later discover he possesses a permit to carry a firearm. He also has a so-called enhanced carry license, which I would love to know what that is. While his case is winding through the courts, your client goes to a public area outside his former workplace. He displays signs that say he's been wrongfully fired. The man has no history of criminal activity, violence, or threatening anyone. At this point, the instructor asks the class what actions, if any, a lawyer should take. Seemed obvious to me that there was no reason to do anything except proceed with the client's case. I would also advise my client to avoid confrontations with anyone who worked for his former employer and what he might consider saying if approached by the media. While I was forming an answer, many lawyers immediately said they would terminate the attorney-client relationship and contact law enforcement to report their client was potentially dangerous. The only reason offered was his firearm permits. Now, the good thing is this is not universal among the legal profession. There's a lot of them that are very, very staunch defenders of the Second Amendment. The only way that any of the ones that I would know would report anyone as potentially dangerous would be because there's evidence to suggest that, such as an expressed desire to hurt someone. The idea that an attorney would sever the relationship over that little bit of just having a permit to carry a gun is a little alarming, but it's not surprising. As gun owners, we have a bit of a public relations problem right now. One thing we're consistently failing to do is successfully combat the perception that we are potentially unhinged individuals. And while we typically are distrustful of the media, we tend to forget that such feelings aren't universal. So we need to combat this perception of gun owners. So the big question is how? In the meantime, we can also see the wisdom in not discussing the existence of a carry permit with anyone. I was in a deposition one time, and it came up about my permit, and I was asked quite point blank if I was carrying a gun right then and there, and I said, it's none of your business. And I left it at that. There's also ways to find pro-gun attorneys as well. If you find a pro-gun attorney and he's got a permit, he's probably not going to report you. But just know that this is becoming a sentiment out there. Back again in 21 hours. And tomorrow, Rob is going to be with me for about 3 hours, too. We're trying something out here just to see. Plus, it's going to help my throat. My throat is giving me a little trouble. But I'm going to be here live one way or the other. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.